WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live, made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Today we hear from Brittany Reno of the Sharpsburg Neighborhood Organization, who is helping guide the borough during a period of change. 90.5 WESA's Joaquin Gonzalez has the story.
On a brisk afternoon, Brittany Reno is walking through Sharpsburg's business district on Main Street.
Got a thrift store right here, St. Vincent de Paul, which takes care of a lot of our people. We have a lot of families that own businesses here.
Reno grew up in Butler County, but she moved to the city to attend the University of Pittsburgh. After graduating, she was working with AmeriCorps and wanted to invest in her own house. She ended up settling down in Sharpsburg on the northern bank of the Allegheny River. Right away, she found a lot to like.
Really walkable amenities. There was a riverfront park and a bunch of playgrounds within like a quarter mile of my house.
She started organizing events, street cleanups, community art days, a fall festival. In 2014, Reno helped found the Sharpsburg Neighborhood Organization, or SNO. She was appointed to the borough's council the following year. Mary Jane Kozlowski is a lifelong resident of Sharpsburg. She says, in a community where many families have been around for generations, it was a pleasant surprise to see a new face come in and start contributing this way.
It was like she belonged. I don't know how else to explain it. She just belonged. Her heart is here.
Another Sharpsburg lifer, Chaz Smith, has an anecdote that sums it up.
One time I seen her driving the bus and showing people the sights and sounds of Sharpsburg.
Was it like a school bus or?
It was like a tour bus.
Do you have tour buses that come through here?
No. It was an unusual sight.
In its first 2 years, Snow did a lot of that kind of work, which Reno calls cheerleading for Sharpsburg. But she felt like she could be doing more.
These little events are great and they're a lot of fun, but they don't really get as much to the core of the issues as I wanted to get to.
Like so many communities in the region, Sharpsburg has had trouble recovering from the loss of steel and manufacturing jobs. Unemployment, poverty, and blighted structures are common. The borough also faces environmental challenges. The air quality isn't great, and flooding and overflowing sewers are always a threat. But Sharpsburg has strong potential. The borough is close to the city, property is cheap, and it falls in the wealthy, high-performing Fox Chapel School District. Reno knows that an influx of investment could help address many of Sharpsburg's issues, but she's also worried about gentrification.
Our housing quality is not great, and it does need to improve. But on the other hand, we have to manage the growth really carefully, or else it's going to get out of control.
Right now, Snow is looking at the feasibility of a community land trust, which, in the future, would keep a number of houses in Sharpsburg in the hands of residents who meet certain criteria. They're also collaborating with nearby boroughs like Millvale and Etna, as well as local architecture and design firm Evolve EA, to craft overarching plans for sustainable growth. Reno is excited about these prospects, but she has one priority above all.
To keep checking back in with the residents to make sure that we're doing stuff that they support, that they feel is really good for them and for the community as a whole.
I'm Joaquin Gonzalez, 90.5 WESA News.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.